Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb as we continue on Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. All right, take it away, my friend, the good of the day.
All right, I'm going to give a guarantee here.
Yes.
I guarantee that anytime I have a positive kicker story, I'm saying
yes.
I'm telling you about it.
Okay.
Because, you know me, I love me some kickers.
That's right.
And kickers need love.
That's very true. They do need love. I don't think they get enough.
Yeah, so I have a fun kicker story. College, a five-star recruit. Oh, I'm on my wrong page. Hold on.
Five-star
recruit UCF kicker.
Can he kick it from like seven? How do you become a five-star recruit as a kicker? Kick it or you don't.
Well, you know how he becomes it with epic yearbook quotes.
Oh, very good.
I mean, I'm certain he's a great kicker as well. Why he chose UCF over any other big school, I'm not sure. But, you know, UCF is a one-time national champion.
Okay. Yeah.
But he had Colton Boomer.
Colton Boomer, that's right.
He has probably a really good, probably one of the better epic quotes. We didn't do quotes. I don't know if you did your senior year.
We did.
You know, where they put the quote underneath your name?
Yeah.
His quote read, "Kicking bombs and kissing your moms."
Whoa.
So that's the kind of kicker you want.
Wow.
So I'm excited. I'm hoping good things come out of Colton Boomer at UCF.
Yeah, very good. Good for him. Exactly. Well done.
Yeah, got to give it up to kickers.
Yeah, I like kickers. Well, we like them when they do stuff for us. We don't like them when they don't.
Yeah, but a five-star recruit, that means he's going to be taken in the first round, right?
Yeah, right? Well, I don't know.
By the Raiders?
By the Raiders, the only team that will do something like that.
Tampa in the second round. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
We don't know yet.
You don't know what's going to happen for him.
Well, good for him. That's a nice quote.
Yeah. Now on to the bad of the day, because I know we're going to have a lot to say about this. This is bad, but maybe not for your Tampa-loving wife, you know, who's a huge Lightning fan.
Yeah, she is.
So this time of the year, she's a huge Lightning fan, right?
Yeah, she doesn't watch them during the regular season. She wouldn't know if they were in first place or not. But once they get into the playoffs and there's more media attention, she goes, "Oh, aren't the Lightning doing good?" Yep, they're doing good. And then the closer they get to the cup, is the more she gets into it.
Well, with their backs against the wall, the Florida Panthers, the top overall team this year,
in the
NHL.
Yep.
I mean, overall best record in all the NHL. They were down 3-0. And the playoffs, decided to take in a little adventure to a Tampa strip club where they partied until 3 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Can you guess what happened at the game later on that night?
They lost 2-0 and they were swept out of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Well, Tampa is the strip club capital of the world, according to many people.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they said.
God, I didn't know that.
You would think it would be Vegas.
Yeah,
but they say Tampa's got more strip clubs in per square mile or anything, something like that.
Okay,
per capita, I guess maybe than any other place.
So basically, what you're saying, you can throw a rock and hit a strip club.
That's what they say. But I lived in Vegas, and there were a lot in Vegas. So I don't know. But I lived in Tampa, St. Pete too. But I lived on the St. Pete side. You know, I lived where the older people lived. Tampa apparently has got a lot of them.
And those strip clubs you didn't want to go to?
Right, yeah. No, there was let me just put it to you this way. Where I lived in St. Petersburg, there were a lot of early bird specials and a lot of 7 a.m. bedtimes, if you know what I mean. So a lot of elderly people lived where my wife and I were living in St. Petersburg. But Tampa, I heard, is pretty rocking across the water.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is going to go down as a banana boat incident.
Right,
This has the makings of it. And it just brings us to mind that you and I think we're the only ones that will talk about the Lightning.
Very true.
Nationwide. And I do have to point this out. that this is their third straight appearance to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
It's their fourth of the last 5 years, fifth of the last seven, sixth of the last eight.
Man.
That's a dynasty, right?
That really is doing good. Yeah, and they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, for a lot of those, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't win it. They didn't go on, but they've won enough. I mean, this is their third straight appearance. This has got to turn the NHL on its head, knowing that a team in Tampa just continues to win.
Well, yeah,
you can never have an outdoor rink.
Yeah, you can't have an outdoor game. But it's weird because I've said this with the Tampa Bay Rays, the baseball team, which is I just think they're not in the right location to draw the people. I think they need a ballpark in Tampa. Tampa seems to be where because the Lightning are they're not just popular because they win. There's a lot of transplants who live there who like hockey and go see hockey. Just like here, like Nashville is not a bunch of just Southerners who don't know anything about hockey. The place is loaded with people from all over the country who miss hockey, and we have an NHL team, and they're pretty popular. But the fact that they win, I mean, they win the cup. They won back-to-back cups. They're very, very good. I mean, they just dismantled this Florida team. They really took it to them. I want to know from the Florida side of things, I mean, again, how did they stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning the night before a game? Wasn't there somebody going, hey, none of you are leaving this hotel after 11. I thought even at that level of professionalism, there was still bed checks.
I mean, apparently it was done to get a little team camaraderie because they were down 3-0. Oh, they've been playing well.
They thought, let's go to a Tampa strip club and get some, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're only going for a few minutes.
Get the juices flowing for the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, you know, 1 o'clock becomes 2 o'clock becomes 3. You know that old thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you're stumbling into your hotel at 3 a.m. going, oh, man, we got to get up for morning skate.
My first, when I moved to Las Vegas, I was part of a radio station that we were doing auto racing play by play. We had the contract with the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And I was going to be the lead broadcaster for like local races that were going to be there leading up to the bigger races that were going to be there. And so the guy that I was going to do the races with, he was kind of a veteran Las Vegas radio guy, and we hit it off really well. Still good friends to this day. And so he says, hey, you want to go out for dinner tonight? You want to grab a bite to eat? And I said, sure. He goes, meet me at this place. It's at 7 o'clock. We'll discuss the radio and stuff. It was a strip club. So just picture in your mind, dear listener, a young Tony D carrying into a place he didn't know. Like, they weren't like, there wasn't like nudes, right? It was just a bar place that was a strip club. It wasn't like huge. So I walked in with a notebook and pens, like ready to take notes and kind of go over details of what we were going to do, how we were going to set up the broadcast, the clock, you know, everything that we were going to do. He had zero interest in this at all.
I don't blame him.
He was just normal. His Wednesday night thing.
And he chose the place?
He chose the place. He said, meet me at this place. I forget the name of it, but it believe me, if it was Naked Girls and Food, I would have said, oh, that we're going to strip club. But it was a name that you would not.
You wouldn't have brought a notebook.
Right. It was a name that you would have thought it was just kind of a restaurant.
Yeah, at some point, did you look to your left and go, oh, she doesn't have a shirt on.
She doesn't have any clothes on. What are we doing here?
Look over here now. Same with her. This can't be a coincidence.
So when we talk about the pit lane, when we send it, do we just send it down? Like, I was literally trying to set up.
Yeah.
I was totally engulfed in this idea that we were building it from scratch, you know, from the ground up. We were creating, we were basically creating a whole broadcast thing. We didn't get anything done. He didn't really want to talk about it. And he just wanted to show me this place and introduce me to Las Vegas.
Did he just sit there and like, hey, Tony, let's table that for a second. Chandelier is performing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's really good, kid. I'll tell you right now. That's brilliant. You're right on the money with that. But if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to leave for about 20 minutes and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no work talk in the champagne room.
No champagne, yeah, exactly. No discussion of work in the champagne room. Yeah, totally. Oh, one of my fondest memories of living there was that. We still joke about it to this day. I was like, remember when you took me to that strip club when we first met?
No, you mean bar.
Yeah, bar. You mean bar, yeah.
Wasn't it a strip club, Tony?
Oh, we did some fun. We had some fun times back then. Fun times. So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I don't know how I feel about this one. And I'm curious to gain your perspective on it, too. This one deals with NIL.
Okay.
You
know how I feel about NIL?
I know how you feel about NIL, but this is a new era of NIL that I don't know if I want to go. I don't want this avenue, I think. And that is, it deals with UT Martin quarterback Dresser Wynn. Your area.
Right. UT Martin's not that
well. He's a six-year senior and expected to start for UT Martin. He just signed an NIL deal with a political candidate.
Ooh, I don't like this.
So Colin Johnson, who's a political candidate, is running for a district attorney general in Tennessee. And, I mean, he signed Dresser Wynn to an undisclosed amount to kind of, I guess, advertise for him, represent him leading up to, I guess, election day. So, there was a summer camp Dresser went to. He wore a Colin Johnson political T-shirt.
Got it. Okay.
You know, he's going to be doing things that way, making himself known, like, hey, I back Colin Johnson. I don't know if I like this.
I don't know if I like it either. I don't, because it brings in an element of politics to sports. Like, it's one thing if you're like, I wear Jones's T-shirts. They're the best T-shirts money can buy, right? Whatever. Like, that's a different. And then putting yourself in the political arena, but then again, at the same time, trying to stay consistent on this, who comes in and says, you can't take money from them?
Right.
Like, they're like it's like a weird thing. Like, yeah, I wouldn't mind it if they said, look, political ads we got to stay away from. But
that's why I put it in dumb. It wasn't necessarily like, oh, this is a dumb idea by Dresser Wynn. I just don't know where this kind of fits in, or like, you know, it's hard to describe according to, you know, for NILs. You know, we talked about, you know, mom pop stores, you know, getting good advertising out of a player. Maybe not a known player, but someone that, you know, they can say, hey, this is our guy. Look at him on, watch him on Saturdays. Or, you know, the car dealership, or even bigger, you know, juice soda companies or sporting goods companies that will use these college athletes to their benefit. You know, we hear about like USC. I can't remember that. You'll remind me of the wide receiver's name who just signed like a $3 million deal.
Yeah, right. Oh,
God. I just don't know. Crazy. I mean, is this going to become a new thing? Like, as we get closer to November and we get closer to Election Day, are we going to see a lot more of this? Will it cause a divide as well?
All right, you know what? Let's talk about that when we come back, because I think this dumb and the good, bad, and dumb warrants a further discussion, because I think there's something about the universities and their say in this that can have a little bit of an impact in how these deals go down. Let's talk about that when we come back. It's Tony D, Ron Culver. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.